This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember that this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 406. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, capital has always been a problem for small business owners because banks are in the business of taking very little risk. So they only give money to companies that really need it. But since 2008 recession, other companies have come in and filled the gap. We'll talk today about new solutions that are coming your way. Plus, getting into conflicts and disagreements with employees, vendors, and customers are just part of the job for small business owners. And many of us are tempted just to sue them out of anger. But there actually is a less expensive way. And we'll talk about, again, new solutions on today's show. But first, how good a storyteller are you? Because this is a critical skill if you're going to be successful in your small business, especially when it comes to sales. Here to help is Anthony Annarino. He's an international speaker, author, and sales leader. He draws an average of 50,000 readers every month. He's the author of a book called The Only Sales Guide You'll Ever Need. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
So above everything else that a small business owner has to do, we're asking them now, they got to be a good storyteller. Why is that?
Because most of us start out being awful at storytelling. And to give you an example, I'll tell you a story. When I first started selling, I had a manager who forced me into outside sales. And this was before PowerPoint and before laptop computers. So it's 1992. And I worked for a staffing firm in Los Angeles called Olston. And we had this wonderful binder that had 84 pages of content about how wonderful we were and how we hung both the sun and the moon in the sky
for
and how
sure.
easy we were to trust and why you should buy from us over anyone else. And I was a young kid of about 23 or 24 years old, and I was a better salesperson before somebody told me I was a salesperson. Once I was a salesperson, I started behaving badly, and I went on a call with my branch manager. And I literally started at page one reading this binder to my prospective client. And the binder started in 1946 when William Olston got the Olston Mobile and picked up secretaries during World War II to supplement labor. And I was somewhere probably close to page 12 or 13 when I noticed my manager was giving me a really, really awful look. But I plowed through and I finished my presentation. And we left and we got to the curb and he said, "How do you think that went?" And I said, "Well, I think it went pretty good. What do you think?" And he said, "I think you ought to be brought up on charges of cruel and unusual punishment." He said, "That woman is in a catatonic state, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to bring her out of it." And it's because we think that people want to hear about us. And my manager looked at me and said, "People don't care about what's in the binder. They want to know about two or three ways that you can solve their problem and what your experience is." And this is what we don't do as storytellers. We want to tell everyone, boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, boy marries girl, boy and girl live happily ever after. But that's a terrible story. The story that we want to hear is boy meets girl, boy loses girl. What does he have to do to get her back? What does he learn? How does he learn how to help people so that they can see that he understands what he needs to do and that he's changed? He's not a selfish salesperson that's only going to tell their story. But as small business owners, we like to tell our story. We just have to remember how to tell the story matters to the person that we're telling it to.
Right. And we really have to do it in a conversation that whoever we're talking to can relate to, right? We've got to put it in their terms.
We do. And this is the part that I think salespeople could easily do better. And small business owners could share a lot that would help people trust them enough to give them their business. So we tend to want to start with all about us. Let me tell you about our company. Let me tell you about our services. Let me tell you about the people that we work with who look like you. And that's not all that interesting. What's more interesting is to start with the idea of where is the customer right now and what do they want? And then what's the obstacle that they have to get through to get that? And then how do we solve that problem together? How do we overcome that obstacle? So on every great story, there's some dragon, there's some villain, there's some problem that has to be solved that seems insurmountable. That's what the customer wants to talk about. They want to talk about my perception of an insurmountable problem is, and how do we get through that together? So your story has to tell, it has to tell the story of what you did to overcome this obstacle before and how you help in that particular area. That's the most interesting part of the story.
You also talk about that you really have to have this sense of optimism and that you've really got to create a positive vision rather than take someone down a very, very deep, dark hole and say you can save them. Why is that?
Here's another funny story. In 1992, I left Los Angeles, California to come back to Columbus to have a brain surgery. And when I was diagnosed with a group of arteries and veins that had grown into a knot called an arterial venous malformation, the first two surgeons that I met at UCLA said, "We really want to do the surgery. It's going to be great. There's going to be dozens of people watching. We're all going to be learning together. It's going to be magnificent." And they scared me to death. I thought, oh my gosh, it sounds like I'm a practice case for them. I don't like it. And I went to another surgeon who was able to tell me, I've done 3,000 of these, and I'm 100% confident that I can get this done. There's just a different story being told. When we're anxious and when we're aggressive and when we want to do something to someone, it doesn't work for us. So it matters that we're optimistic. We have to believe that we can succeed, because we have to transfer that belief to our customer. You do not want to follow somebody who says, you know, Barry, I think we might be able to do it. I'm not sure exactly, but maybe. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll see what we can do to regroup. And I hope it goes well, but can I have your money?
Right. I did this once before. You also talk about, and I don't usually see this word very often, that you have to establish an indomitable spirit that really differentiates you from everybody else. Your competitors telling that same story. What is, in your mind, an indomitable spirit, and why is that so important?
You have to be willing to persist. You have to be willing to persist in helping your customers, even when it's difficult. And you have to be willing to persist in solving their problems, even when those problems are difficult. And look, if you're a small business owner and you're going out to acquire customers, if they could get that result and it was easy to get, they'd already have gotten it before you got there. And if your competitor could solve that problem, if it was so easy that your competitor could solve it, they would have already solved it. So you need to have this heart and this will to say, I'm going to go in and persist, and I'm going to be super resourceful, and I'm going to find a way to succeed here where other people are struggling and having a tough time.
And how do you actually practice this, Anthony? Because I think a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not a good storyteller. I just don't think I'll be able to do it. How do you become better?
I give people a framework, Barry, that I think works for them. What's the current state where we find the customer? So you have to start and pick them up. Here's where we find you right now. This is your current state. You've got this problem. You've got this situation. You want to take care of this opportunity that's available to you. And then what's the future state look like? To where you want to go is you want to get here where this problem doesn't exist anymore. You've increased your revenue. You've fixed your problem or your challenges. And now the interesting part of the story comes in. This is where we get to say, in our experience, what we would have to do is we're going to have to change this and we're going to have to change that together. And this is the part where it's going to be difficult for us. And you've got to explain the obstacles. And what most small business people do, they want to tell the part of the story with a happy ending, but they don't want to talk about the obstacles,
right,
and the challenge and the change that comes. That's the interesting part of the story. Boy meets girl, they live happily ever after. It's a boring story. Boy loses girl and has to change. That's the interesting part. And when you start talking to people about this will need to change and this will need to change, and here's what we're going to do together to make sure that we succeed here, that's where the story starts to get interesting. Is where you can tell them, here's what my solution looks like, and here's what's probably going to have to happen. I do think that if you're a small business person, you love telling your story. The trick that I would say to make you a better storyteller is tell it in context. And that context is, how is what you're saying related to what your customer really needs and wants? How's it related to the challenge that they're having? And if after you tell your story, if I can say, so what? then it's not really attached to what's important to me. And that's the most important thing about being a good storyteller, is it's got to be relevant to the person listening.
And I love the idea, because I find myself, when I tell a story, I always like to tell an optimistic story, and I don't necessarily talk about the obstacles. And I think that's an important part, because I think that shows a lot of honesty on your part, because change really is hard, isn't it, Anthony?
It's really hard. And what happens when you're willing to tell the truth about the challenges that you're going to have? You immediately generate trust. You immediately generate the trust to say, this person's going to tell me the difficult part of it. That's new for me. We don't want to tell the pessimistic story of how difficult it's going to be, so difficult we can't do it. But we do have to tell the part of the story where the obstacle appears and what we're going to do about that. When you face reality like that, and you help your customer face that reality, you become somebody that they can trust. And I have this joke that I use all the time.
Anthony, I think we don't have time for the joke, but I appreciate you being on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me.
If you want to reach Anthony, go to thesalesblog.com. Coming up, have a conflict with a vendor? There's a better way. I'm going to show you right now. AM560, The Answer.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM560 Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways in Woodridge. Woodridge Drive at Hobson. There's a report of a crash also in Hickory Hills, 87th Street west of Roberts. There's a report of a vehicle fire. Now in the northwest suburbs, Route 53 northbound north of the Jane Addams, there's a report of a rollover in the local lanes. And also on the inbound Eisenhower near Des Plaines, there's a crash taking out the two right lanes, but all these are because of, they have no delays is what I'm trying to say. Again, Route 53 northbound, north of the Jane Addams. There's a rollover crash, but there's no delays in the local lanes. Also on the inbound Eisenhower at Des Plaines, there's a crash taking out the two right lanes, but again, no delays throughout that area. Tonight, 35 and clear skies. Tomorrow, 49 and cloudy. Currently, it's 33 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, let's face it, getting into conflicts and disagreements with employees, vendors, and customers are part of the job as a small business owner. Many of us are tempted to sue our opponent out of anger, But this is expensive, and in my opinion, there's only one person that wins, which is actually the lawyer. There is a better way. Stephen Kane is founder and CEO of RB Claims, an online dispute platform, and a startup small business attorney who represents his small business clients for over 6 years, helping them with disputes, contracts, formations, labor employment matters. He's the owner of a hashtag called Don't Hate Arbitrate. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
I love that hashtag. Now, a lot of small business owners get upset. They go, I'm just going to sue them. And that's really a bad idea, isn't it?
Well, it's expensive. And I guess it depends on the amount of your dispute. You know, if you want to think about it rationally, it's absolutely sometimes a very emotional thing, like you mentioned. But yes, lawyers are expensive.
Well, so tell us what the other alternatives are, Stephen.
Sure. You know, small claims court is certainly an alternative for claims under a certain amount of money, and it varies state to state. In some states, small claims can go up to $25,000, and in some states it only goes up to $2,500. So in most states it's $5,000 to $10,000. But small claims can take some time, you know, and in some states you can have a lawyer represent you, which obviously, again, costs a lot of money. In some states you can't. But in the times when you can't, you got to sort of figure out how to file paperwork, serve somebody, wait for your hearing, go take time off work and all that. But it can be a good option. So that's one.
And what are the other options?
Yeah, you know, another option would be to hire an attorney. And you can maybe get an attorney to write a demand letter, something like that, and hope that you get a negotiated outcome. That doesn't always work, you know, and that may cost $1,500, a couple thousand dollars, but sometimes it does work. So it can be worth a try, you know, and the more money that you're going after, the more it makes sense to invest in something like that. And then, of course, you can take someone to quote-unquote real court, state court, federal court, sue them. And, you know, you're looking at maybe a year or two before you get your judgment. So I always tell people, that makes most sense if it's $100,000 or more. And with Arbor Claims, we're trying to create a new option for people. Right now, focused on small claims disputes, you can resolve everything online. You know, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks. It takes a couple of minutes to fill out your initial form. The other side then fills out their form. Choose an arbitrator, get your hearing date, upload your evidence. You actually have a live online webcam hearing. It's about 15 to 30 minutes, and then you get your decision. And the whole time, we're doing everything we can to help you settle your case.
So is this, a couple questions for you, is this binding arbitration or just a recommendation?
Great question. Yeah, no, it's binding arbitration. So it's the final decision, and it's court enforceable.
And do I need an attorney in order to participate in this online platform?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're allowed to bring an attorney if you want, but you do not need one. And that's one of the best parts. It's sort of a do-it-yourself option, very inexpensive. It's between $79 and $159 a party, depending on the exact amount of the dispute, for disputes up to $10,000 or $15,000.
Give us those numbers again.
Sure, yeah. It ranges from $79 to $159 per party.
Wow, it's nothing.
So it's either 70, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And tell me about how successful you've been with RB Claims and what you've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, it's been really great. So we work with a lot of outstanding partners. We work with the Better Business Bureau, for example. We work with HomeAway. We provide dispute resolution services for different sharing economy marketplaces like Turo, and we work with a company called US Legal, where you can get legal forms and things like that.
I know them well.
And and that's all been really great. And then the success rate has been amazing. So first of all, we thought that everybody who lost would hate us, and everybody who won would maybe love us. And it turns out that, yeah, some people who lose don't love it, right, of course. But on average, a lot of people are just really happy with the fairness and the transparency of the process. So
even when people lose, a lot of them really respect the decision. They appreciate the opportunity to be heard. And we've even gotten perfect reviews from people who have lost cases, or they've lost cases and then want to bring a new case, because ultimately everybody appreciates being treated fairly, being heard, you know, having their day, and then getting a decision and getting that swiftly. And that's part of the reason that 90% or more of respondents are paying up on the award. So if they lose a case, they're paying the award, sometimes with a payment plan, sometimes not, without any need for enforcement. You know, and then if you need to enforce, it's some simple paperwork with the court, and we help people with that.
We're talking with Stephen Kane. He's the founder of RB Claims. Well, we're talking about solving disputes, but Stephen, as an attorney, what can you do so you don't get yourself in this situation to begin with?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think first of all, having a written contract is always better than not. Even if you can't have a written contract, you know, having an email that says, here's what I'm going to do, having even a text message chain, so you have something to point to if anything goes awry, is great. And then that maybe can keep you out of going to court, taking the dispute to another level, the fact that you have a record. Now, obviously, there's still disputes after that. But the other thing you might be able to do is to put an arbitration clause in your agreements. So, you know, there's often arbitration clauses for large amounts of money that says we're going to arbitrate if there's a dispute, and that saves time and money. And JAMS and the American Arbitration Association and others have those for bigger amounts. You can put an ArbiClaims one in for smaller amounts. So that's also something to look at to just ensure that your cost is kept down and the time of resolving the disputes kept down. And there's other things, too. I mean, you can always try to talk to someone directly. Sometimes people will come and bring a dispute, and they've never actually talked directly. And sometimes the other side will say, hey, I didn't even know about this. I'm happy to resolve it. You know, here's your money.
Yeah, I always said that a losing strategy is just standing behind your attorney, especially in the beginning, right? It is expensive to pay for that mouthpiece. And I really believe that many times, if you can just sit down and talk with the person you have a dispute with, you can resolve it 80% of the time. Don't you think?
Yeah, no, I really do. I certainly think it's worth a try. You know, there's no downside. They might not respond to you. They might not respond great to you, but they might respond to you. And I do agree with that. And a lot of times as an attorney, I'm sitting there just kind of negotiating the resolution of the dispute where it's reasonable parties on both sides. But people don't always think about that or realize that. So I would agree with that.
So a lot of times you get in these disputes and then you may owe a lot of money. What can you do to protect yourself as a small business owner from the liability in the first place? Because I find a lot of owners make a mistake there.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's definitely a good idea once your business has reached a certain point to incorporate or to form a limited liability company. You know, you can do it somewhat inexpensively on LegalZoom, for example, or LegalForce, or a lot of other sites. I know that US Legal has forms for that too, Up Counsel. But I think that is helpful because then it separates your personal assets from your business assets. So if anyone ever comes after you, at least your liability is limited to what the business owns, not your house, not your car, not the shirt off your back. You know, so that's one thing, and I think that's definitely helpful. The other thing is getting general liability insurance, and some businesses can get $2 million of general liability insurance for pretty cheap, you know, $500-$600. So that's another thing. And then in contracts, there's a couple of things you can do. One is to have a limitation of liability clause, which just even in non-lawyer language, you can just say, hey, my liability is only going to be up to X number of dollars, or my liability is only going to be up to the value of this contract. You know, that's one option. The other option is a little more tricky, but you can get an indemnification clause where basically it's insurance that the other side is going to pay your legal fees or pay, you know, the amount of damages if anything ever happens. And that's especially helpful with you have a contract with another person, but then there's a third party who comes in and sues you both.
I think that's really good advice, Stephen. You got to get in writing. If you want to reach Stephen, go to www.rbclaims.com. Stephen, thanks so much for being on the show.
All right. Well, this was great. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Coming up, capital has always been a problem for small business. Well, I got a new source just for you straight ahead. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You need to understand that the way you build wealth is you do not use the evening news or CNN or Fox to set the tone of your emotions around your investing.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're thinking of changing your investing patterns because you're watching the news, you need to turn off the news. You are in charge of your destiny.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Wisconsin moves ahead with a vote recount requested by the Green Party, now backed by the Clinton administration, Clinton campaign, and causing President-elect Trump to tweet again.
Last night, President-elect Trump responded to that news on Twitter, saying the Green Party scam to fill up their coffers by asking for impossible recounts is now being joined by the badly defeated and demoralized Dems.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. A mass shooting in Bourbon Street in New Orleans overnight. At least one gunman opens fire, killing one person and injuring nine.
We were able to make two arrests on this scene. One of the victims was in possession of a firearm. Another subject, who perhaps may or may not be affiliated with this event, was arrested in possession of a firearm.
Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says they don't know if the two arrested fired any shots. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways in Woodridge. Woodridge Drive at Hobson Road. There's a report of a crash also in Hickory Hills, 87th west of Roberts. There's a report of a vehicle fire. And also in the northwest suburbs, Route 53 heading northbound north of the Jane Addams. There's a rollover crash in the local lanes, but not seeing much of a delay because of the early hours this morning. And also on the inbound Eisenhower at Displains, a crash is taking out the two right lanes. But again, you're not seeing much of a delay because of the early hours. No delays on the Edens. The Kennedy's moving fine in either direction. Between O'Hare and downtown, it's 20 minutes either way from the junction takes 10. Express lanes are moving just fine. Again, the Eisenhower inbound at Displains, a crash takes out the two right lanes, but it's still 29 minutes Thorndale to the post office, 16 from Mannheim. Tonight, 35 in clear skies. Tomorrow, 49 and cloudy. Currently, 33. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva.
Nextiva
is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I've had 10 major surgeries, including 3 brain surgeries, and I have extreme rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and fibromyalgia. And I wanted to let him know that his Balance of Nature have helped boost my immune system so much, because I'm on injectable medications for the rheumatoid, and they bring down your immune system. Since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I haven't gotten a cold, nothing. It really helped me tremendously.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, you know, the capital has always been a problem for small business owners because banks are in the business of taking very little risk. So they only give money to companies that really don't need it. But since 2008 recession, other companies have actually stepped in and filled the gap. Here to guide us through it is Chris Hale, who's the founder and CEO of Countable Incorporated, a San Francisco-based startup that combines data science, social capital, and proven financial instruments to provide high scalable financing solutions to underserved, missing middle entrepreneurs in developing countries. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So why is this a problem? People really have to understand that banks really are not in the business of taking a lot of risk because they charge very little interest, right?
They do. They do. They have very, very tight spreads relative to sort of deposits versus what they can make. And there's a lot of regulation in banking that makes their processes very slow and therefore expensive. So it's difficult for banks to finance small businesses, especially at a, you know, smaller loan size. You know, a lot of small business entrepreneurs have an experience where they'll go into a bank and the bank will say, if you're not going to borrow, say, $250,000, we don't have a great solution for you. And for an operating small business, that just doesn't work. And so there needs to be new products and new solutions that allow them to run their businesses the way they need to and that are a better fit for them through technology.
Yeah, and so I tell small business owners, stop getting mad at the banks and go out there and find other solutions. And talk, Chris, what's really out there for small business owners.
There's a lot. There's a growing amount out there for small business owners. So, you know, the first wave of fintech really was digitizing processes that are very similar to what banks do. So the origination and underwriting and loan disbursement processes. But lately, you've seen a lot more platforms that are doing things related to invoice discounting, merchant cash advance, purchase order finance, trade finance, just very, very specific products focused on the needs of small businesses. So there's many platforms out there that are trying to figure out a user base that the banks don't work well with, and that is really a great fit for small business owners.
So tell us about the unique solution that Countable has.
So Countable built a transaction structure very similar, you know, the reasons were very similar to what I just described. So we started building a technology platform in East Africa in the small country of Rwanda, looking at alternative scoring methodologies to bring high-quality entrepreneurs in East Africa into mainstream finance. And that was sort of the first part of what Countable was. But what we realized is that these entrepreneurs were actually major players in the global supply chain, where they were doing things like importing medical devices from GE or Philips and selling them into hospitals in East Africa. But because the entrepreneur was the one facilitating the trade, the banks looked at this as a balance sheet transaction. So they would say to the entrepreneur, look, you don't have enough, you know, equity in your home, or you don't own commercial real estate, so we can't help you fund this trade. To us, we looked at it and said, okay, this is really a transaction between, you know, Philips and the hospital, and the entrepreneur is really a facilitator. So we were able to sort of zoom out and look at all three parties in the transaction and create a solution that doesn't look at that balance sheet of the entrepreneur and therefore gives them greater capabilities to win bigger deals.
And so how does it actually work?
Sure. So the entrepreneur would come to us having won a contract. You know, so they have to have the skills and the knowledge and the network to go out and win sort of an RFP process or a tender process and be awarded that contract. And once they've done that, they bring it to us and we look at it and we say, okay, this is a contract, like I said, between, say, Philips and a well-funded hospital. And what they'll then do is they'll pledge that contract and that purchase order to us, and we are then able to pay Philips directly and collect the money directly from the hospital and then pay the entrepreneur after we've recovered our financing costs and the cost of the underlying goods. So it's really a super safe transaction for us and for the capital providers, but for the entrepreneurs, you know, they don't have to put this giant piece of equipment on their balance sheet, which is also great for them. And it really creates a sense of alignment between our platform and what the entrepreneurs do every day.
And so how long does the process take, and what does it end up usually costing the entrepreneur, and how big of a transaction are we talking about?
Sure. So our average transaction has been about $90,000, and it takes about 90 days on average. It typically costs the entrepreneur about 2% per month out of the margin they would make in the deal. And, you know, typically they come into our process with a live deal. That's what brings them in. And so we try to move very quickly to get to a decision. And that can typically happen in the early stages inside of 2 weeks. It's a little bit slow because we're doing it overseas. We're getting faster and faster every day. And then once the deal is ready, we'll fund it. And it typically takes about 45 days to get the goods in country, and then about 45 days for the hospital to pay.
Now, is this only for small business owners that are doing business outside the U.S.?
It's funny. So it's a great question. We built this technology for cross-border trade, and we built the transaction structure to de-risk transactions that were taking place in lesser developed economies like Rwanda. However, we come to realize that this off-balance sheet financing mechanism is valuable to entrepreneurs everywhere and have, in fact, just launched a pilot here in the U.S. with a partner company and are evaluating financing government purchase orders in exactly the same way.
Excellent. Chris, I got to leave it there. We're out of time. If you want to go to Countable, the www.countable, KOUNTABLE.com. Chris, thanks so much. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Eisenhower, there's a crash at First Avenue. It's taking out the two left lanes. And then directly after that at Des Plaines, there's a crash taking out the two right lanes. You want to use caution because you will have to swerve and weave to get through that mess. However, there is no delays in either direction on the Eisenhower. It's 29 minutes between Thorndale and the post office, 16 minutes from Mannheim. Good news on the Kennedy. There was an earlier crash at Austin that's now been cleared. All lanes are open. It's 20 minutes either direction between O'Hare and downtown, 10 minutes from the junction. Express lanes are heading outbound, and they have no delays as well. Taking a look at the temperatures now. Tonight, 35 and clear skies. Tomorrow should be around 49 and some clouds. Currently, it's about 33 degrees. And it's pretty clear out there. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Microsoft knows the only constant is change, especially when it comes to technology we use to help run our businesses. Technology should be an asset, one that helps you to anticipate, manage, and respond quickly to change. It should also help your organization reduce costs and get more from the investments you make. Looking at the new tools and services coming out of Microsoft, it's immediately evident that the company is revolutionizing how it helps small businesses. Microsoft not only gets what small business need, but also how they want to work. When it comes to growing with greater efficiency, Microsoft technologies such as Office 365, Power BI, and the Azure Cloud Platform are helping small businesses answer some key questions. One, how quickly can we get new employees up and running with the tools they need? Two, how do we keep up with the massive growth in data needed to do business today? Three, are we getting the maximum return on our technology investments? With Microsoft, small businesses get solutions that help them grow their business with greater efficiency by reducing costs and getting exactly the technology you need when you need it. To learn more about the Microsoft products and services that will help give your company a competitive edge, visit modern.biz today. That's modern.biz.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow, step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number four, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number five, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number six, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first five callers. I guarantee this is your year.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of the book.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
Oh, I had my joints all ached. My sciatic nerve was really bad. Like 10 hours, my eyes were so tired and heavy and almost burning. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was this nagging pain. I mean, it hurt to open them. And just in a week, like, I don't have the nagging pain anymore. My joints stopped hurting, and I'm in wood season. I'm lugging wood right now, and I'm not hurting. So that's, like, amazing for me. I'm usually really suffering. It's pretty effective. And so now, like I said, my husband and I are both taking it, and he even said his joints aren't aching as much, and he's feeling better.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, one of the biggest stumbling blocks in cash flow for small businesses is getting paid by vendors. Getting paid on time is a critical success factor for every small business. And it seems that especially large companies keep putting things in the way in order to get small business owners paid on time and actually to manage their own cash flow. My next guest has been removing these kind of barriers for years. Max LSQ has been building and scaling businesses in the B2B space for two decades. First, the founder as LSQ Funding Group, and more recently as founder of ViewPost. He's CEO of both companies. To feed the rapid growth of LSQ Funding Group and ViewPost, Max has raised more than $240 million in equity capital over the last 3 years. Max, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. I appreciate it.
So what is a small business owner to do when it's hard to collect their money?
Well, I mean, work hard to make sure that you don't get into a situation where you feel like it's a a part of your service to wait to get paid. The companies that we see that perform the best from a working capital perspective recognize that getting paid is not anything other than the obligation of their customers, and they treat that with serious focus, which is to say they don't. They make sure that their customers understand that they expect to be paid and they're not afraid to ask for payment. But if your customers aren't paying on time, or if you cannot wait 30 or 45 or 60 days to get paid, there are options to be able to turn those invoices into cash immediately so that you never have to worry about getting paid. And LSQ Funding Group, the company that I founded when I was 25, it's specifically in that business. It allows small business owners who have open invoices and are growing or contracting or just at a steady state and need more liquidity to submit their invoices to LSQ, and we turn them instantly into cash. Now, one of the problems that we've also seen with small business owners is they don't know when they're going to get paid. I mean, we find that many small business owners don't need financing. They just need certainty as to when their money is going to come in so that they can manage their bills. And ViewPost actually solves that problem. It gives small business owners the ability to be able to send invoices to their customers and begin tracking them like you track FedEx packages. So they know that they're going to be paid, when they're going to be paid, how much they're going to be paid. That also, by the way, helps it make it easier for them to get financing when and if they have a need for that as well.
And I think, I think, Mac, this idea of certainty is really important because a lot of small business owners don't do a very good job of managing their cash flow, right?
There's no question about it. I think that, you know, many small business owners really come at that sort of back to the first point as just happy to have a customer willing to buy their product, and they will accept payment on whatever terms the customers want to provide to them. And we strongly encourage our customers and the clients that we've interacted with over the years not to think of payment that way. I mean, the reality is every time you do work for someone, you're also risking your capital. If you do work for someone and you don't get paid, you just lost your equity. That's hard to come by. So first, do a good job, and we can help in our various businesses, of making sure you do business with people who are going to pay you back. And second, do a good job of making your expectations in terms of payment clear. And third, have options available to you that if you can't bridge that gap, you can convert those invoices into capital. And all of those are things that are available to small business owners. Increasingly today.
Max, I appreciate the advice. If you want to get in touch with Max, go to www.viewpost.com. And thank all of you for joining this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsor, Nextiva, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our studio producer, Jim, who's filling in for our very own Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year and getting your business unstuck, give me a call on my private line, 773-837-8250. Remember, love everyone. Trust a few and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.